What do some people call a spook to frighten children with? You might say to a child, you better behave or something will get you. What would that be?
Well, I don't know. Let's switch.
Okay. How would you greet a friend? How would you greet a friend on December the 25th when you first see him that day?
Hey, Christmas, hey.
Christmas present.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Happy Christmas.
If you have got you have to get a very heavy suitcase from one place to another. You might say, I'm glad I don't have to, this very far.
Yeah. Don't have to tote it?
Carry.
All right. Don't send it right on there.
No, man.
What we're trying to find out is what people here in Mountainville would say.
Oh.
You see, some would say carry, some would say freight, some say hike, some say lug, pack, tote. And we want to know what you all say here. What do you call a creature with a very hard shell that lives in the water and it can draw its all four legs and head and tail into its shell?
Turtle.
What if the same creature lives on land instead of the water?
I made him say that a tabby.
All right. What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
Chitlins.
I didn't know that, but I know you eat the chitlins.
Most everybody says chitlins for that.
Yeah, chitlins.
What do you call the center part of an egg?
Yolk.
All right. What do you call this part of a man's body through here?
Chest.
Okay. What do you call a small flat bottom thing with oars that you can go about on a lake if it has a flat bottom?
What is it to?
It's
a boat.
It's a kind of boat. I guess I'm looking for the name.
Kind of like a boat.
What kind of a boat would it if it has a flat bottom and a pointed front?
Yeah, pointed, that'd be a boat.
Fishing boat, ain't it?
All right. Anything you want to call it is right.
Okay. Yeah, that's all we could call it.
You didn't have boats like this, no. So you have flats. You used to have flats. All right. Ride on the water.
Okay. What would you call it if it had a square front instead of a pointed front like this?
A
fishing boat?
That's all you can put it in.
Okay.
Yeah, it has paddles in.
What do you call the covering for a pillow? Wait for this noise here. What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Pillow slip.
Okay.
Now suppose a woman is wearing beads around her neck and you want to say that's a pretty pair of what would you say that's a pretty what of beads?
Pretty set of beads.
Pretty set of beads.
Hey,
Ham. Oh, good morning.
Hey.
Hello.
How are you?
Fine.
Great.
Frank.
Hi, that's
pleased to meet you. What do you call the back part of a man's leg when he squats down like this part in here? All right. What are some words that mean a stingy person? A person that doesn't like to part with his money. You might say, he's
close.
Close?
Close.
Suppose a person is wearing real funny looking clothes, real funny looking. You'd say he really looks what?
Bad.
Would you say anything like slouchy or tacky?
Yeah,
tacky.
Tacky.